This is a Dave and Strauss, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, LaBette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension report. Moles are small mammals that spend most of their lives in underground burrows. They are similar in appearance and size to shrews and meadow mice and may occupy the same habitat. They are seldom seen by humans, and when seen, they are frequently mistaken for mice or shrews. Only one species, the eastern mole, lives in Kansas. The most conspicuous features of the mole are the greatly enlarged paddle-like forefeet and prominent toenails, which enable the mole to literally swim through the soil. Their legs are strong, their neck is short, and their head is elongated. Moles lack external ears, and their eyes are so small that at first glance they appear to be missing. A mole's fur is soft and brown to grayish with silver highlights. When brushed, the fur offers no resistance in either direction. This enables the mole to travel either backwards or forward within burrows. Moles may be found in woodlands, grasslands, and lawns. They construct extensive underground passageways, shallow surface tunnels for spring, summer, and fall, and deep permanent tunnels for winter use. Nest cavities are located underground, connecting with the deep tunnels. Moles have high energy requirements. They actively feed day and night at all times of the year. They feed on mature insects and snail larvae, spiders, small vertebrates, earthworms, and occasionally take small amounts of vegetation. Earthworms and white grubs are their favorite foods. Moles prefer loose, sandy loam soils and avoid heavy, dry clay soils. Mole activity in lawns or fields usually shows up as ridges of upheaved soil created where the runways were constructed as the animals moved about foraging food. Some of these tunnels are used as travel lanes and may be abandoned immediately after being dug. Mounds of soil called molehills may be brought to the surface of the ground as moles dig deep permanent tunnels and nest cavities. Moles in the natural environment cause little damage. They are seldom noticed until their tunneling activity becomes apparent in lawns, gardens, golf courses, pastures, or other grass and turf areas. The upheaved ridges of mole tunnels make lawn mowing difficult. Since the roots are disturbed, grass may turn brown and unsightly. Moles rarely eat flower buds, ornamental, or other vegetative material while tunneling, but plants may be physically disturbed as moles tunnel in search of animal organisms in the soil. Mole activity may indirectly damage vegetation, but their feeding on insects and other soil organisms is beneficial. This has been a Dave and Strauss with your K-State Research and Extension Report.